We've got David Buckingham as the Chief Financial Officer for Ireland.
Mute off.
We just walk through. If you've got access, I've emailed out, or if you've got access to the internet, he's about to walk through the presentation that's been uploaded on the ASX platform. It's the investor presentation, which is titled the Acquisition of AFE Consumer Division. So he'll walk through that, and then obviously take questions. I'll hand over to David.
Good afternoon, probably morning as well for some people. Here to talk about an announcement we've just put on the stock exchange, which relates to the purchase of the consumer division of ABC Telecom from its Australian entity and parent company Telecom New Zealand. I'll just sort of run through the key metrics on the deal, and then people can fire in questions. We're effectively purchasing a business that has 113,000 broadband customers and takes us to over 650,000 broadband customers, with about another 300,000 services on top of that, taking our total services to over 1.3 million. So it's a real large addition of scale for us. We're paying $60 million for that business, which is off the projections that we've included in the material, is a purchase price of about 3x EBITDA post-synergies. The acquisition comes with the unanimous recommendation of the iiNet board, and also comes with a release into the market of Telecom New Zealand's 18.2% stake in iiNet. That was handled separately for the transaction by Telecom New Zealand and their brokers. It was an underwritten block trade to institutions and sophisticated investors, consistent with the messages that they've been making recently in their approach with AABC, in the sense that it's an encore asset. And the pleasing thing for iiNet is that it effectively...
Can you get Nicole to do... Nicole?
Would you be able to do... Are you doing anything at the moment? Would you be able to do a quick first take on Origin while Xavier...
Sorry, whoever's talking, we can hear you talking over the call. I'll keep going. The pleasing thing for iiNet is that with the 18.2% stake being distributed into the market for sophisticated investors and institutions, effectively the free float of iiNet is significantly increased. Additionally, we hope that with the free float over time, trading in the market will start to move back into some indices like the ASX 300 that we've been in before. So that's very pleasing for us. Moving on in terms of why we bought this business, I mentioned the scale aspects. That takes us roughly to our 15% target that we've been chasing for a year or two now, which is great. We get the ability to put the iiNet brand, products, service value onto the AAPT customer base, and grow that customer base under the iiNet brand. The deal is funded by debt, CPS accreted for us in the financial year 11 to come. Some other key metrics, as a result of the debt, we'll be sitting at about pro forma net debt of about $110 million straight after the deal concludes, and that's about 27% debt to equity ratio, just under 1x on pro forma versus net debt. In terms of the contribution to earnings that we expect from the business, we expect that we'll deliver in the first 12 months, depending on when the deal concludes, but in the first 12 months we expect to deliver it $20 million of EBITDA into the results of iiNet, and that's on top of the $10 million of EBITDA that we're expecting delivering from the recent acquisition of Netspace as well. So a very sizable uptick in EBITDA going into full year 11. And we expect to do more than that. The business will hopefully benefit from the iiNet brand in terms of customer retention, And we'll work through the business once we've acquired it to work out how best to position products and retention strategies going forward to release further value. The acquisition is subject to shareholder approval of the IronNet shareholders, and completion is expected in September 2010. Some other reasons for doing the deal. We're also, as part of the deal, signing a new wholesale agreement with AAPT for use of their network. So the remaining AAPT business, which is the piece we bought, will effectively sell work services back to us at good commercial rates. We also acquire an additional call centre out in Manila. And in terms of synergies, we have an overlap of the AAPT residential customer base on the IronNet network of about 25,000 customers. So pretty rapidly, once we've built the additional network capacity on the IronNet network, we will start to move those customers across. And then just in terms of market position, obviously, I'm a 15% number, but this business has a large number of customers down the East Coast, here in New South Wales, and also up the East Coast of Australia, which fits our sort of growth process nicely. Clearly, we're buying a business that's part of another business. So as part of the deal, we've agreed a 12-month transitional services arrangement with the current AAPT business, whereby we will effectively rent the services that we aren't actually buying. So just to be clear, we're buying a customer base, obviously all the webmail addresses, domain names, etc., that go with the residential business. We're buying the billing engine, all the key supply contracts for the call centre, and all of the key staff that currently support the business. But there will be some other aspects of the organisation that will effectively rent from the remaining AAPT business. That lasts 12 months, and we hope to integrate off that agreement at the end of 12 months. I think it's fairly well known that the AAPT business has suffered some decline in the last couple of years. We're not worried about that. We think we're paying an absolute steal of a price for what we're getting. And we will obviously have to take a view on product positioning straight after we buy the business. And we will look hard to buy products where they don't make enough and sufficient margin. So that'll start pretty much from September. We aren't buying the brand. So one of the big savings we'll make straight away is not investing in marketing for the brand anymore. And we'll just milk off the existing sort of momentum and runoff that the brand has in terms of sales. And then just finally, the mechanics around how the deal will get concluded. As I said, mid to end September, requires shareholder approval. Appointed an independent expert that will be required to provide a report to the IronNet shareholders to support the value of the deal, and that will happen through the next sort of 30-40 days, and then we'll go to shareholder vote. As I said before, the IronNet board gave unanimous approval for the acquisition, and they're recommending that all shareholders vote in favour of the acquisition, and more importantly, Amcom Telecommunications Limited and Perth Internet Limited, an entity associated with our CEO, Michael Malone, have both given their endorsement of the deal and recommendation to vote in favour. Finally, just to wrap up, we've also, as a process, released pre-released our year-end results. This morning, so you'll see those on the exchange as well. They're great. We're very pleased with those. The headlines are there on the announcement, but I'll repeat them anyway, just so people get the right message. We're seeing a 20%, we're reporting a 20% increase in underlying EBITDA, 1 million, which was above the guidance we gave to the market a couple of months ago, which was a range of 75 to 80, towards the upper end of the range of 75 to 80. That excludes sort of non-recurring costs, and the big one for us is obviously the cost of the recent legal case. We're reporting underlying net profit increase of 36% to 35 million, excluding the underlying, excluding the non-recurring costs. And we're also, we've also reported our year-end 30th of June iiNet subscriber numbers, so that people can see those as well. So there's 539,000 CSL broadband subscribers and total active services of 900,000 as at June. When you add on the APC numbers, you get to the numbers I gave at the start of the call. I'm quite happy to take questions.
If you could just identify yourself as you ask questions for those of you online. Anyone want to go first?
Brian Corrigan from the Financial Review. How long will it take to build the extra capacity to migrate the 25,000 customers across? And how many staff does the retail business of AAPT have today, and how many of those are being brought across?
Hi, Brian. We, as part of the agreement with AAPT under the network arrangement, the wholesale arrangement, we're actually required to not migrate anyone for the first 12 months under that agreement, so that we'll effectively spend the next 12 months buying and building the port, and then literally on the first day of the new year, 12 months later, we'll press the button and start migrating those customers across. Those synergies will flow very quickly in the second year. And then in terms of staff, I mean, these are round numbers, but we're effectively... We've already gone through a process of deciding the staff we're taking or not, and we're taking all the people in Manila, which is a call centre with over 250 staff in it, and a small element of management team around things like the billing system, call systems, and four people here in Sydney of about 40 people.
Mitchell Bingaman here from the Oz. Guys, how important was getting Telecom to sell down its iiNet stake and to get this deal across the line?
Clearly important for iiNet. But, you know, the deal comes with two good outcomes for iiNet. We're buying a business at a very keen price that gives us significant scale and significant earnings accretion. And we're at the same time releasing a large block of iiNet shares into the market, into wider hands. Which will improve our liquidity significantly.
Would there have been a deal without that sell down?
Unlikely.
Yeah, thanks.
Mute on.
Hi.
Mute off.
With the unlimited customers and with the broadband customers, are you going to keep them on their contracts for the duration of the contract, or are you going to try and get them off
sooner? I can't honestly give you an answer on that right now. We need to look at them.
We've got a lot of analysis on the customer base, the distribution of those plans coming from the RAR, and we'll make that decision based on the information that we have. We've got enough information to deal with, but we're comfortable with that, but that detailed analysis will now start.
Anybody else online?
Mitchell here again. Could you give us a bit of colour on how you think this might position you for the NBN world?
I'll let our NBN expert
talk to that. Yeah, Mitchell, I think it's important for us to have scale to move into NBN. We're doing a lot of work behind the scenes to build processes for order taking and interfacing with NBN to place those orders and to track them and to track and manage costs and all that sort of stuff. So the investment that we're putting into that work will be amortised over a group of customers. It's very important for us to have that scale to move into NBN. So it's a very generic sort of answer to your question, but it will contribute to our efforts to be a major player on NBN.
Are you still looking towards any other acquisitions?
We're always looking for acquisitions.
Not in the next week. look, we'll take stock now. We've just acquired Netspace two months ago. So we've got a busy 12 to 20.
Leaving conference.
Sorry.
In Corrigan.
Sorry, I'll just repeat that. We've bought two businesses now in the space of 3 months, so we need to take stock. We've got a lot of integration work to finish on Netspace. The beauty of what we've constructed here is we've effectively allowed ourselves 12 months to take stock on the AHT business, understand its service proposition and how we can best fit it into iiNet. So you'll probably see a quiet period for a while, and then I expect we'll continue to pursue our strategy that we're on, which is service brand content and consolidation.
And you fund this through cash and debt. Is there any need to look at doing a new capital raising in the near future, or
there isn't any need to do it as a result of the deal, no.
Renee Lima here. I'm hoping that the teleconference is working. I've had a few weird noises coming through. Basically, I wanted to ask, what would be the first thing that AAPT customers would see from this acquisition? Like, what are the first changes they're going to see? Email address changes, because I know you guys aren't taking the brand, or plan changes, and when would those changes take place?
They won't see any change. Sorry, did you say it was Renee?
Yep, that's right.
Apologies, we're struggling to hear you, but yeah, no changes. AAPT customers can continue accessing the AAPT website. Their email addresses will stay as they are. We're effectively buying all of that.
And so what about, will that mean that the billing systems will continue as they are?
Yes, we're acquiring the consumer billing engine.
Okay.
Julia here from ARN. Before that, you were saying you weren't worried about the fact that AAPT hasn't been making any money. So what are your plans around that to make it profitable?
Well, I think I mentioned earlier 20 million of EBITDA for a business that we're paying 60 million for. You know, that's already a profitable deal for us. So immediately, not having to spend the money on branding the AAPT brand anymore, we'll get to an instant profit kick. We'll continue to build the port, as I said earlier, through capital investment, and we'll get another kick when we switch those ports across to iiNet ports, and those 25,000 customers move on to iiNet network. And then we'll continue to look at how we can improve the service for the AAPT customer base, and bring it onto similar levels to iiNet in terms of retention.
Okay. And so how long do you expect that whole integration process to take?
The marketing will be from day one. The network migration will be year two, and then sort of wider service improvement and billing engine improvements will take 2 years.
Okay.
David, Brian Corrigan from the Fin again. Sorry, I dropped out, so apologies if you've had this question before, but does iiNet have the appetite and capacity for further acquisitions?
Hi, Brian. I'll give you the answer I gave when you dropped out. Apologies. What I said was, look, we've just acquired Netspace 3 months ago, and now another business, and we'll take stock for a while, I think. We've got a lot of integration work to do on Netspace over the next 6 months in terms of network migrations, all the same things I've talked about on this deal. The good thing about the AAPT deal, Brian, is that we can't migrate the customers that I mentioned, 25,000, until year two anyway. So we'll spend the first year on the AAPT business really trying to throw ourselves at improving the service for the AAPT customers. And then we'll start thinking about transitional. In terms of key staff, we've already decided who those are and are taking those from day one. So you'll see probably us taking stock for a few months, but then getting back on the strategy that we've talked about consistently.
A question a little earlier asked if you would have to raise capital as a result of this. You said not as a result of this. Is there an intention to do that anyway?
Not right now, no.
Okay.
I guess Renee Lima here again. I'll ask another question. What does iiNet have a view on the evolving competitive nature of the broadband market, given that so many players now have exited the market through acquisition? I mean, there really are only a handful of major players left.
I mean, we're seeing the market shake out into three main corners, if you like. We're seeing ourselves and a couple of other notables driving the sort of good service, good brand, good value combination. We're obviously seeing the one end of the market take a sort of more price approach, and then of course we're seeing the incumbents. And I think you'll see, I think it's going to get tougher for the smaller guys, quite frankly, over the next two, three, four years.
Folks, we might just take one more question, and then we'll wrap up. Do you raise any more?
Just on the acquisition side, you've obviously acquired two businesses in the last couple of months that have both been in active DSLAM rollouts. How important is that as a potential acquisition target at this point in time when we're seeing a lot of ISPs who aren't potentially doing that or pursuing that strategy come under a lot of price pressure?
I wouldn't get too excited about that. NetSpace weren't doing a lot of DSLAM rollouts. I think it's given us a little bit sort of marginal expansion of our footprint, and clearly being able to put the iiNet product set onto that footprint is the benefit, as Steve said.
All right, folks. Thanks very much.
Leading conference. Leading conference.
We'll wrap up there, and if there's any further follow-up questions, you should all have my mobile number, and Brian, I can put you in the conference.